الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين صدق الله العظيم. So we mentioned that in Tazkiyah there are some very closely related aspects. The one is taqwa, the other one is sidq, which we spoke about 2 days ago. Sidq means truthfulness and honesty in our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then very closely linked to that is ikhlas, which we will speak about today. And then the next one is muhabbat and hub. That's a different topic, inshallah. So now, when we speak about our relationship with Allah and our deeds, when we are doing deeds, these deeds need to be pure. They need to be purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is called ikhlas. Like in our daily lives also, when we are buying things, we want to know, is it pure, is it genuine, is it original, or is it fake? You know, you find a lot of things, you say this honey is pure, no, it's not, it's fake. Or even currency sometimes is fake. Sometimes medicine also, they say, is not the real thing, it's something else. Foodstuff also. There are so many things that are fake. But we want to know that this is not fake, it's genuine. Because that's what we like. So when it comes to our a'mal, it mustn't happen on the day of Qiyamah that when we are there, then all our deeds turn out to be fake. That means there was something wrong with it. Because that is the currency that we need there to get into Jannah. So if you go into another country with fake currency, and they tell you, and we had this sometimes when we went for one Hajj, I remember, people came with dollars that were not, they held them back. They said, why you came with fake dollars here? And then they had to, they kept them, I think, a day or two, they entered the airport. I remember this very clearly. So imagine now what will happen when a person goes with fake deeds there on the day of Qiyamah. So we should always keep in mind that all our amals, for them to be accepted, we have to make sure they are pure. They are khalis. And word khalis, we get the word ikhlas from there. So what is the definition of ikhlas? We know what it means to do sincerity. Listen to this lengthy definition. Ikhlas is to exclusively perform an act of obedience with the express intention that it is purely for Allah Ta'ala alone. Right? So you can see how many the times we've exclusively perform an act of obedience with the express intention that it is purely for Allah Ta'ala alone. Nobody else, Allah alone. Right? So that is one thing. So the niyat must not be, I want to do it for show. People must see me. Or I do it for praise. People must praise me. Right? Or I do it for pleasing my nafs. Sometimes people are doing a'mal and that because they feel very nice. They don't worry whether it's faraz or sunnah or whatever. They feel nice about doing it. Like I said the other day, if you want to feel nice, go eat ice cream. Right? And then, so don't do things for, because that's not a real deed then. It's for nafs. Or don't do it out of fear that people will say, he didn't come for namaz, or the wife will shout, why didn't you go for namaz? Or to avoid all this kind of attention. So he says, no, okay, you know what, I'd rather do it. So that is not for Allah Ta'ala anymore, it's for show, right? You do it to acquire any other worldly motive, whatever it might be. So a person is doing it for any of these, any other reasons for that matter, that whole deed is already fake, it is tainted, and it has got some other reason besides that of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is why it is called a form of ascribing partners unto Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that ya ayyuhan nas, O people, beware of hidden shirk. In another place, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to do a'mal for somebody else is a form of hidden shirk. And hidden shirk is so hidden, it is more silent than the footsteps of an ant. In other words, we are not even careful, and sometimes that niyyah can just change. It is so silent, it is so dangerous. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam described doing any a'mal, any deed with show or with the wrong intention, it is a form of shirk. Now obviously this shirk doesn't take you out of the pale of Islam that you are with the mushrikeen, but it means that how mushrikeen, when they do deeds, those deeds got no value in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. I mean, they're standing by the idol and they're worshipping and they're making sijda, it means nothing. So our deeds also are reduced then to that kind of a deed. So therefore, it is referred to as shirkul khafi, the hidden shirk. So, a person at all times must be careful about it. So, one of the buzruks, can't remember his name. Somebody asked him, what is ikhlas? How can we acquire ikhlas? So he says, have you seen a shepherd? When the shepherd is out in the fields grazing his sheep, and when the time for salah comes, then he reads his salah. He doesn't worry, you know, the sheep are watching him, that how is he reading namaz, how many rakats is he reading, is he making long ruku, long sijda. He doesn't worry about it. The sheep are there, he's doing his own thing. So in the same way, when it comes to our deeds, we mustn't worry who's looking at us and we're doing it for that person's reason, for his sake, or for him to praise me or something that. Just carry on doing our thing, the people around, whatever I am doing it, wahidan, liwajillah, solely and wholly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there's a very famous hadith also, said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, that niyat of a believer is much more better than its deed, which means that it is so powerful that the reward that a person can get for his niyah, he will not even get for his deed. So a person performed one deed, for example, right? He performed one deed. He did it right, whatever it might be, what the niyat thought was right. The sawab he'll get for that is great. But if he did not get to do that deed, but he really wanted to do it, then he'll get that reward for that deed even much more better than what he did it. Understand? So Allah Ta'ala will give him the... Allah is not give half a reward for that. Because he said, I wish I could, for example, get up for tahajjud salah. Right? So he got up for tahajjud salah, inshallah, he'll get the full reward, whatever it might be. But he had sincere niyat, I'm going to get up for tahajjud salah, and he didn't get up. Allah will give him the reward. So that's why I said the believer's niyah is much more powerful and much more better than the action itself. Another thing about niyah is an action is limited. So when a person does an action, it starts and it ends. Whereas when it comes to niyat, niyat can be forever and ever. A person can say, I'm going to read tahajjud salah for all my life now. Whether he reads or not, that's different. But his niyah is so sincere, for whatever reason he can't read. So then he makes this niyah that I'm going to read. So the action is limited, but the niyah is forever and ever and ever, and he'll be getting reward one way for that. So that's why he said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. One person was passing a village, and he saw there was a lot of poverty there. People were hungry, thousands of them. He felt so hard so for them. Say, if I had the means, he said it so sincerely, if I had the means, I would have got these people, I would have fed them, I would have got the money, I've got the grain, I would have given all of that. On that niyat of it, he didn't feed one person one grain, but his niyat was so sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him reward of feeding that entire village for whatever period. So that is how powerful it is. So many times there are certain deeds which we are, you know, unable to do, and we will see on the day of Qiyamah, for example, that Allah ta'ala gave us reward for so many hajj. You say, Allah, but I only went for one hajj. And Umrah only went once, and Tahajjud I only got up in Ramzan for 5 nights. How come I got all this? Because Allah will say to you that each time when somebody will get for Hajj, for example, Allah will, then you had the desire, I wish I can also go for Hajj. I wish I could also go for Umrah, but maybe you didn't have the finances or you had some other thing. But the niyat was so strong. So each time that niyat was made, then you'll get the reward. And many times we want to do certain things, and it doesn't happen. Like this is, some people couldn't make it for Umrah, for example. They were very hard so. So then we told them this year that, you know what, your niyat is there. And this we say it regularly, if your niyat is there, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward for it. So we conclude on this year. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, he had a neighbor, and the neighbor was a blacksmith. Now, blacksmith that time, you know, they put that thing in the furnace, and then they take it out and then they start hammering it, and so he passed away. So when he passed away, somebody saw in the dream that this blacksmith here has been given the same position that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi was given in the Akhirat. So you see, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was such a great scholar, and he suffered so much for the deen. He was beaten up also so much. He's in another level. How come this man is with him? So he went to the wife and from the family. He told the people that what is happening here. So the wife said he had two good qualities. One is whenever he used to be knocking that metal, the minute the azan used to go, if his hand was up there, he used to drop that hammer down there out of respect for the azan. That's the first thing. And the second thing is he used to work so hard in that heat and all the effort and sweat and that. And when he used to come home, he should see Imam Ahmad bin Rahmatullah making ibadat and making zikr and that. He used to say, oh Allah, if I also had the means, if I had this ability, I would also have done like how Imam Ahmad is doing. But I'm here, I'm so tired, I'm trying to earn for my children, I'm unable to do that. So because of that, just his niyat was that, So you got to raise there. So we can see many times we see people doing good deeds, and we also desire, you know what, I wish I can be there. What sincerity? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the same ajar. That's why they say when you're doing any deed, be very, very careful about your intention when you do it, in between and at the end again. Make istighfar each time. That, oh Allah, forgive me, I did wrong. So if you make istighfar also, if that deed becomes tainted, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the evil of that particular deed or the blemish of that particular deed. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq wa ma'alina al-balaq. Classic.